you know, John Cruise is one of my favorite musicians, really, truly. Truly one of my favorite musicians. So I think I have to go Facebook Live. I already had George Kamoka. Why don't you sit here? Because then we can get... Yeah, George was in here earlier recording something. But you know George.
Yeah.
With, you know George. With George, you get one story, and the next thing you know, you don't know what's going to come next. George, he was telling me about how he had a group of people, and they were skinning a baby lamb that had died, and he used a whole class to take the whole lamb apart and... He's going into detail. That's George, right? It's like he was telling you using all the parts of the lamp. And it's like, oh my God, stop, George, please.
Yeah, he's well rounded, that's for sure.
he loves his farm. He's trying to get the Mendez Ranch and make that into a school. Now it's his new project now. Yeah, awesome. They raised $1 million or $2 million or $3 million already for it. So
awesome.
So John Cruise is one of my heroes. I think John has the most amazing ability to communicate through music. The feeling of the islands without making much, it's no pretension about it. You just are able to express the passion feeling of the islands in a very special way, John.
I'm of the islands.
I'm bringing that one up, okay.
I'm in the islands and I'm of the islands.
Yeah. You so are indeed. And even more than that, you know, even more than that, you have the DNA, the family, right?
Right.
I mean, your family has...
People say it's in the jeans. My brother Guy used to say it's in the T-shirts in our family.
It's in the T-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. It's well, I don't know about you, but I've lost a lot of T-shirts over the way because there's just too many to keep track of, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But over the years, you think of that. I mean, if you were going to go back and look at your childhood playing with the family... what image comes to you first as playing with your family as a child? And your father played, your brothers played, and it was part of your whole life.
Actually, the first kind of memory I have, it's already documented. It's how Island Style starts.
Really?
Yeah. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice, beef stew on the stove. And like, you know, my mom would be like, you know, standing at the kitchen cutting vegetables, just singing a song, you know, like just barely audible, you know.
So that's
you. We'd be watching TV and then, you know, just watching TV and not really thinking about it, just like, you know, harmonizing to, you know, whatever she was singing and just, you know, there was just the way
that
things
were. So would
she
sing in the kitchen when she was cooking? She would be singing?
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother too.
Yep.
My mother too. She'd be singing even when she did the dishes.
Yeah.
Looking at the one
exactly,
she was singing,
exactly.
Doing
singing,
the dishes.
Doing the dishes,
yep. Yep. Yeah. And some of those songs I still remember too.
Yeah.
What was one of your mother's favorite songs that she would sing in the kitchen?
Oh, Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin. our house was like pretty much, I mean, because at that point my mom and dad had split up. I mean, my dad listened to country music, straight country music, you know, like, you know, pre-George Jones, I mean, pre-Kenny Rogers kind of country music. But my mom was Motown, soul, Auburn. She just loved all the great singers, you know.
I didn't know.
Al Green, Otis Redding. That's what we listened to as
kids. I have new respect for your mom.
Yeah.
Me too.
Because she sang in a band, you know. She sang in a girl band when she was in high school.
Not.
When she met my dad, she stopped singing because she was firing out kids at high speeds.
Oh, so what was she singing in the girl band?
You know? The Supreme, just all the hits at the time. Yeah, the girl group songs. Yeah, she was in a band. She was in a band with Kelly Kanaali'i from Hapa, original Hapa guy.
Yeah, I had him sing "Practicing Aloha" on my CD.
Well, he's one of 15 children.
Not.
He's the youngest.
Not 15.
The oldest is, I forget her name, but. His oldest sister sang in a band with my mom, sang in a group with my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
They're both from Papakalea. They both grew up in Papakalea.
And they all had good voices then?
For sure.
I love his voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he still in Kauai?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know, you and your brothers, did you ever feel a little bit competitive about who could do more? I mean, sometimes there's sibling stuff that goes on. I mean, it's all different ways, right?
Yep. It's just interesting because, like, my brother Ernie used to tell, I mean, he'd be the first to tell you, he didn't teach me anything, really, you know, because I'd always try to hang out with him and his friends and, you know, older brother thing, be like, get out of here, you know, your younger brother's just tagging along.
Yeah, he's bothering me.
Eat it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then, you know, like, his friends, let him hang out, he's cool, you know, I'd have to, like, you know, open them beers or, you know, roll up their joints or whatever, just to hang out, right?
Yeah.
And just to, like, hopefully like remember like two chords, you know, from, you know, from what they were playing. And uh-huh. when they were done, you know, sleep, whatever, when it was all over, you know, I'd grab the guitar and I'd try to remember those couple of chords just so, you know, that I'd get something from it. But once I started, once I, you know, learned a few chords from school, in school, actually, learned a few guitar chords and I was on my way, you know.
Well, in school, you know, are there friends or were there a class? Was there a music class?
Well, at the school I went to, Anuinui Elementary, when you, fourth grade, everyone had to take music class and you had to choose instruments. They only had two instruments to choose from our elementary school. You either choose the violin or you chose the piano. I mean, no, the ukulele.
Either the violin or
the ukulele.
I like that there's ukulele.
Oh, yeah, of course. And
so, of course,
I chose the ukulele. Because, yeah. Because you didn't have to read music to play the ukulele.
Right.
You know,
so
you could just learn the
so
chords.
So you got to learn ukulele.
Ukulele chords, and then it was
what
like,
grade
you know,
was that about?
Fourth grade.
That's cool. So you did you find other gigs, people to play with your school? Are you starting to play there or just take it home?
Well, no, first, well, everybody could take a ukulele home. You know,
oh,
schools
nice.
Used to have all the ukuleles and you could wow. take them home unless you had one yourself that you brought to school. But I remember music class when I first started music class, fourth grade. For most of the class, the, you know, 45, 50-minute period, I would be tuning all the ukuleles by ear.
Wow.
Just to get everybody be in tune.
Yeah.
And when everybody's in tune, okay, then we can have a lesson, you know.
What school was that?
Anuinui Elementary.
Anuinui, you did mention
up in Palola Valley, yeah.
Wow. And Palola's changed so much, hasn't it?
Yep.
It wasn't all those homes and things back there then, right?
No, and Palola, actually, Anuinui Elementary now is a immersion school.
Hawaiian
Emergency School,
wonderful.
K through 12. Yeah.
Wow. And who could have imagined that, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So when does your son start going to school? Your newest son going to school?
Yeah, my three-year-old. Well, we've got him signed up for, we find out soon anytime now about this scholarship. It's a Bernice Powahi Bishop Scholarship
Oh,
program.
Wow.
Uh-oh. That's,
can't take it.
No.
No.
Is
it an emergency call?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that would be cool, right? I mean, so you sign up, a year or two in advance for that? I mean, that's got a long waiting list on that one,
yeah,
right?
It's, but if you get it, if you get the scholarship, they'll pay for your preschool.
Mm.
And then if they re-up the scholarship, they'll pay for you to go to any school, private school.
Wow.
Not just Kamehameha.
I didn't know that.
They'll give you a scholarship to go to. So we're trying to get him to go to the Montessori school.
Wow.
That's up there in Makawao.
That's a good school, yeah.
Yeah. Some people get it, and they have Kamehameha pays for them to go to Punahou, their whole from K through 12. And
wow.
What's that school up here on the mountain?
King K?
No, the private one.
Seabury. Seabury.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
That's real nice. Real nice.
Yeah.
So you've been doing some new music.
Yeah.
And
I got a lot of keeping
things
busy
are brewing.
These days.
Things just, brewing.
Yeah, not live, not necessarily live stuff, but a lot of I've been working on a lot of music, writing and recording music.
And you're playing at Pro Arts on Wednesdays.
Yep, that's been it's been a great when it's been going, you know, because we've been shut down three times already.
March 25th, mask mandate dropped.
Oh, okay, beautiful. So
yeah.
Then that's so actually starting, like, I've done, I think, 3 weeks in a row.
Wow. Okay. And business.
Before that, it was like, you know, 3 weeks off, and then I'd done like maybe like a month in a row. Then it was like a month and a half off before that. You know, just trying to get going. You know, with this COVID stuff. So excited that, and there was also a few Wednesdays that they had pre-booked other stuff. You know.
Yeah.
So. It's just about every Wednesday I'm playing.
And what are you playing there? Give us an example. Don't
just
even say
my songs,
it. Just,
yeah.
Just play what you would play
song
or two.
Well, what I do is every other week it shifts. I play an acoustic set 1 week, and then I do it the full band the following week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so people can see, you know, if they want to come in.
Oh, I didn't realize that. What's your full band?
Well, that's been sort of changing over the week. It's not really set, but lately it's been just myself, another guitar player, a bass player, and a drummer. Uh-huh. Yeah, Mike Casill has been playing drums.
Oh, that's where you know Mike. I was just up in the studio with Mike and Marty Dredd. And Marty Dredd, we were just, I like him.
Oh, yeah, Mike's smart. Awesome. Smart, and he's a good student of music, student of recording.
And did you know he's actually handling the sound and work? Is it the King Kamehameha? He's doing the theater.
King K. Kalike. Yeah, he's the AV guy at the new theater.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Yeah,
very
that's cool. Like a $50 million facility or something. Ridiculous. Yeah. Yep. Something you didn't have as a kid is a $50 million facility to play it, right?
No. Actually, when I was a senior in high school, my school, Kaimuki High School, during the summertime, they just opened a brand new performance.
Wow. Real center, exciting, right?
Just like King K got, but not as nice, not nearly as nice as the one that King K got. You know what I mean? They've got a whole beautiful building center. But this I'm excited about the kids in the community, you know what I mean?
To take advantage of that. I am so excited. I mean, just working with these girls like I did with Marty Dredd, and there was a girl from Kinkay and a girl from Kalama. And you know what? They're talented. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's for getting them in the studio for me was just so thrilling. And I was just talking about George. Of course, he mentored Anthony Fluke, you know.
Oh, yeah, of
And you know,
Anthony.
There's a part of
I
that.
I just spilled
that,
a little bit of my
that's
drink
okay.
Over
it, yeah, I don't have anything. Oh, I do have something to absorb it. There we go. Paper.
Yep. Yeah, I love Anthony.
Anthony Fluke, isn't he amazing? 20 years old, and look at, you know.
I just have seen him grow over the last, whatever it's been, 8 years or whatever.
Yeah, me too. I started interviewing him. He was like 13 years old, and it kept, So that's our future, you know.
Yep.
That's our future.
For sure.
And I'm sure for people like that, you're an inspiration because not many people, in spite of the love of wonderful music, not a lot of people get to play with the people you played with, John. You played with, you played for Barack Obama. You played for amazing events, you know, to people and people that are world-class musicians honor you and recognize you, you know.
Yeah, I've been blessed, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I always tell people how Jackson Browne, at that moment, went out there and he was playing with, was it Crosby and Stills? And Nash, maybe. I don't know which
one. It was Nash, David Crosby, and Graham Nash, and Jackson Browne, and Jesse Colin Young.
Yeah, and so, I mean, he comes out, and, you know, and he stands by the side, and he just looked at you in awe as you were playing center stage there in the courtyard and saying, can you believe this guy? I mean, this guy is so great, you know? And to have that kind of, and again, I think you recorded some of your music with him, right?
Yeah, I recorded my most of my last record at his studio. He invited me to his studio to record.
How cool is that?
He told me he'd give me a great rate, and he gave me a more than great rate. He gave me like the Ohana rate, and since then we've just been in touch, friends. He called me up when and I'll go sit in on shows with him, wherever. And
he was just playing with Bonnie Raitt and Hutch Hutchins was in the band. How cool is that?
Right? Yep, and Hutch is in the band. Yeah. And actually, the person who mixes Bonnie's live sound now, he engineered all my projects when I lived on the East Coast. He's a real good friend, Pete Kepler. He just won an Emmy or something this past
cool
year
that?
For a
thing, yeah. So what's the song? I know you did a new one. Was it called Bridges, or what was it called, the newest one you just did?
It's Time to Build a Bridge.
A Bridge.
Yeah.
And I think more than ever now with, last time I spoke to you, there was no war in Ukraine and with Russia.
Right. Yeah.
And it's Time to Build a Bridge is more important than ever, right?
Yep.
You want to do a little of that and then a couple others? Because your music speaks for itself.
Yep. It's time to build a bridge. I've heard some instigations spun by different situations lead to altered information. It's time to build a bridge to our posterity, spiritual prosperity. Time to build the bridge. Yes, it's time to build a bridge to our humanity, not based on our insanity, reacting to calamity. No, it's time to build a bridge, a new way in you, helping when there's things to do. Time to build a bridge. Here we are, different kinds of equal. We're here to build a bridge. We the people, we will be acting of our own free will across the chasm slanting down that long green hill. Oh, it's time to build a bridge to invite creation, extend an open invitation to the future generation. Cause if we can see it through, you know, together there's so much we can do. Our horizon always something new. Time to build a bridge. Come on, people, it's time to lend a hand. If we build this thing together, united we will stand. I say we give it a try. Just look me in the eye. We'll make those rainbows in our minds. Cause I wanna spend some time with you. You pull from your side, I'll pull from my side. You give from your side, I'm gonna give from my side. If you share from your side, I'll share from my side. We'll find the difference between us is not that wide. Hey, it's time to build a bridge. I heard some instigations spun by different situations lead to altered information. It's time to build a bridge. New way of meeting you, helping when there's things to do. Time to build a bridge. Yeah, it's time to build a bridge.
Yeah. Hey, you got a lot of hearts and likes on that one, John. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to the great John Cruise. John's won, of course, lots of awards, Hokus and everything and all that stuff. But, you know, you don't seem like you're ever affected by any of that stuff. And I don't ever see you really working on doing what some people do with social media. You just are doing your own thing, right? I mean, did anyone ever say, you know, John, you got to get a social media director?
You should be doing this. You should be doing that. I tell them, no. You should be doing that. People have told me that all along, like, you know, like all the steps through my... One thing that I'm fortunate about is, for me, music not only represents just the beauty of the, you know, of life, of the universe, of, you know,
of humanity,
of humanity.
It is. It's
of nature, of everything. It's got all the greatest things in. But the other thing that music has allowed me, which I value so much, is freedom. My freedom to play whatever I want, to write whatever I want, to decide when I want to work, when I don't want to work. Ah. I mean, that is more valuable to me than, you know, a new truck or.
You know what Kris Kristofferson said. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
And so I think that may come with a little bit of age and wisdom, you know. Yeah. I do look at
people. No, I've been this foolish forever. I've been mismanaging myself for a long time.
And I'm sure people come along and try to tame you, and it doesn't work too well, does it?
Well, you know, it's like things that, you know, I just, since I was real young, because my dad, you know, was a musician. I'd watched him, you know, gigging and stuff. And, you know, I knew that I was going to be playing music.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as a, whether it be a professional or whatever, I just knew that music was going to be a big part of my life. You know, for now, I was real young, you know, I just knew that. And so, like, just kind of watching other people who inspired me in other ways, but I chose that, okay, you inspire me in this way, but you don't inspire me in this other way, so I'm going to choose my own route, you know, my own way to get where I need to go, you know?
Yeah.
So
what is that muse that does that? I mean, what part of you over your shoulder there? You know, I'm sure partly your Ohana, partly your maybe some guardian angels along the way, maybe your muse, you know? But, you know, how what do you let that one be the deciding factor in your life where you do it? You know, obviously you're doing a new direction.
It's just a feeling thing where you know, it's just a feeling thing where it's like, okay, what do I want to associate with? What do I want associated with me? How do I want to conduct myself? What do I want to say? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, as a small example, my songwriting partner, he and I, there are songs that, you know, our, like this song, the Build a Bridge, it's an 8-year-old song. We finally finished it because in the middle of pandemic, he said, whoa, bro, wouldn't it be a good time to finish that song? Because we never finished it, you know, came to a stop and said, yeah, it's perfect. There are songs that are 20 years old that are finished, but they're kind of not finished because of a couple of words in the song.
Really?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he'll be like, no, man, not that word. Like, you know, we could battle it out over, like, you know, choice of words for, So, like, it came down to a head with this one song, Orele, which he said, no, man, it's finished. For me, the song is finished. And I'm like, for me, it's like, not, because I was like, that's, I'm always like, yeah, but it could be, there's another way to say. So, like, he recorded his version of the song. And when the song is done in my mind, I'll record my version of it. But it's almost finished for me. And it comes down to like, okay, well, okay, you think the song's finished? Good. You sing it like that. I can't sing that. I can't sing those words. So you know what I mean? So that, when I have the words to sing, I'll sing it.
But so that's a kind of harsh, hard thing you have to deal with, to be honest with yourself on that. I mean, it might be easier sometimes for some people not to do that, but you have to do that because that's you, right?
Yeah, basically that's me. And at the end of the day, you know, there are things that I'm that I've done in my life that I'm definitely not proud of.
Yeah.
I definitely would have, you know, maybe done things differently, looking back. But all I can do is look right now at the present and towards the future and decide what I'm comfortable with doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, give me a song that does that for you.
Well,
No, go ahead. We only have four minutes left.
Yeah. Island Style. Island Style is a song that, you know, 20 years ago, Bank of Hawaii wanted to give me a ton of money.
I bet.
To use it. I said no. Yeah. You know, Tony Car Company, offered me a brand new car, you know, blah, 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 if I would let them use the song. Wow. On the island, we'd do it, Island Style. I turned all them down. I didn't want people to think about that when they heard that song. I didn't want them to think about a bank or about a car company. Uh-huh. So I turned down all of that for years. I just started licensing that song recently, and I licensed it to Magna, you know, I mean, and so that's how long it took for me to, you know, like get that song so that it wasn't, because that song's bigger than me, you know what I mean? There are other songs that are
at that point, right? Yeah. I mean, songs do become bigger than you.
Here's one that's
okay.
This is a fall East Coast song. Leaves are stripping down for winter. Limbs are reaching for the sky. Laughter answers all the questions, and I ain't even wondering why. Outside it's raining, and there ain't nothing much to do. Outside's a breeze and soft colored leaves, and inside I'm here with you. It's your love that makes me feel this way, like a sunny day. Hey, like a sunny day. Ooh. You know the rain came hard last night. The wind came roaring in. I left the window open, the shape I was in. Now you're putting on some coffee. There's new story to tell. Nice to see your sleepy face this morning, girl. I can see that we're doing well, yeah. 'Cause it's your love that makes me feel this way, like a sunny day. Yeah. Like a sunny day. It makes me outside, it's a sunny day. It's a sunny day. There you are.
You know, that's a beautiful song, and I've never heard it before. Folks, if you want to hear more, go to Pro Arts on Wednesday.
Yeah, come on down.
Come on down and see John Cruz. I mean, we're lucky to have you on Maui.
I'm lucky to be here, really.
You know, we're lucky to have you in that situation. People don't know how lucky they are, but you're lucky, folks. And
yeah.
We love you, John Cruz, really, truly. You are a true blessing.
JohnCruz.com.
JohnCruz.com. Don't miss John Cruz. Well, you get a chance because we're really, I just adore you. I think you're so talented. And thank you for taking the time.
Yeah,